Hello, this is Kimberly Kuhn with OurShareSpace.com. This is one of my podcasts. I'm not sure what it's called because I have so many. The reason I have so many is because I'm trying out different techniques and experiments to see which one makes the quickest revenue. But I see now I need to have content besides search words and all the other. Though I love the cow moos, don't get me wrong. So today I'm going to talk about being conned. I started this journey in March of 2019. My beautiful son, Joshua Scott Harbison, passed away on January 25th, 2019 of extremely rare cancer called synovial sarcoma. And I did the traditional grieving of being sedated and laying around till about March. It didn't help at all. It was like 182 pounds and more depressed than I'd ever been in my life. And so I decided to do DoorDash, which promised $500 to $700 a week, you know, working when I could work. And I thought that was it. Well, as it turned out, it was exactly not what it had said or marketed itself to be. It was the exact opposite. It was a complete nightmare, disaster. It was the worst tech app I had ever seen. And I have a background in journalism, real journalism, and marketing, communications. I was one of the first ladies on the internet in Las Vegas. I helped bring Vegas.com public, LasVegas.com public, and also Mirage Computers public, which was also our company. So, I have a hell of a lot of experience. Not to mention, I do have a genius level IQ. I'm bipolar. Aquarius, fire horse, you name it, I've got it. All kinds of gifts. And after my son died, I decided to get off my ass and start to use them, which is why I started started as LV Delivery Wars. And it was about me doing, instead of just doing DoorDash, which was a nightmare in every way, I decided to start doing undercover journalism and reviewing them. And that evolved into a bunch of other things. I was trying to do a YouTube. My bottom line was this. I wanted to make a unified community with using the best of humanity. You know, not based on greed, power, sex, all the usual suspects that have gotten us into these dire straits that we are in today. This is all about connection. Humanity, synergy, eco-friendly, you know, environment, everything, sustainability, connection, intention, gratitude. I could go on and on, but you guys kind of all know these. Well, if you don't know these words, you should know them. And if you don't, look them up or we'll have another podcast about it. But right now, basically, I'm just trying to be my best version, trying to make a place that everybody has the chance to make multiple income streams organically in a grassroots effort where all you need is a damn smartphone, which everybody has, pretty much. And if they don't, and you have two, give them one, for God's sakes, right? All right, let's take a break. Okay, we're back. This is Kimberly Kuhn. I guess the name of this one is called I Got Conned and I'm Mad. So here I am using the best of me. I'm a late bloomer. I'm grieving my son and I am being treated like shit by family and friends. My son would be appalled at the way I've been treated this year. Appalled. Appalled. Appalling behavior. Disrespectful on every level. Bunch of animals. Disgusted. And you know what? All I do is work harder and harder, trying to come to some resolution, trying to find a way to help people that have been corporate downsized or replaced by tech, with all these homeless people all over the streets. People are a couple months away from being on the street themselves, yet they're all high and mighty about, oh, well, the homeless, you know, they put themselves in that situation. Retards. Retarded. Sorry if that's politically correct, but I don't give a fuck right now. Hashtag. I'm mad. And I have had nothing but the best of intentions to build a unified community where we just share the message. We share our viewership, and everybody grows exponentially in these income streams. And it's not sleazy, and we're not forcing all this marketing on everybody. Our brand is, you know, my brand is, basically, because I'm doing this myself, it's live, unedited, unscripted, here I go. I don't sit there and try to make this pretty. It is what it is. It's the damn truth, you know? Usually I'm in a great mood, but you spend a couple days in jail getting brutalized by a fucking very unregimented, unchecked, unbalanced police department, and I bet you'd be motherfucking mad too. So here I go, evolving. And you know what all I get is haters. Haters. They're jealous. I'm talking about, these are supposed to be my friends. They're jealous. They're every excuse in the world why this won't work. They're the smokers. You know what I'm saying? The smokers, and they hate the one that doesn't smoke. They want to make a non-smoker smoke. Well, I'm not smoking, motherfuckers. Grow up. Open your mind. It's a real simple concept. I'm tired of explaining it. You know, with just this broken phone in my hand and my determination, I have forged together, God knows how, 24/7, and you guys have seen it. 20,000 plus following, right? On Facebook mostly, but Instagram, Twitter's blowing up. All of them are blowing up. And I've been trying, experimenting with different ways to make money, and I realized that podcasting is the way to go. It's the quickest, it's the fastest, and I'm trying to get there faster. But we need real content. That's what I'm doing. Right now, this is real. You know, no cows mooing. This is real, and I'm mad. I'm mad for not being believed in. I'm mad that I have a good heart, and I get criticized and talked down to and disrespected by people that know me, and complete strangers are so kind. And I have to go to the internet to find solace in my grieving. And this is no joke. So, I lit a snake, though I didn't know she was, into my thing. You know, it's not like it's the first time, it happens to everybody. But I offered her, she's a roommate, she was a roommate. You know, she claims to be this Manhattan executive, but her name's Lori. Damn it, hire me, yet she can't get a job for the life of her. So I believe her and her little thing about corporate downsizing and bad luck and bullshit. Right? You know, I didn't know she was a freaking ambulance chasing con artist. Now I do, but I didn't know then. And I gave her a chance, and I offered, and I paid her rent, and I fed her and her dogs, and I gave her clothes, and I brought her to events to get her hired, and on and on and on. And she is a jealous cunt. Hashtag absolutely no alleged there. That's what she is. A jealous, jealous cunt. And, So, I went on a vacation, finally, with my kids for the weekend for my grandson. You know, just after my son's one-year death anniversary was my grandson was born. I went for his birthday. Well, that stupid cunt bitch Cal did not do the very smallest of things, which was to just post the event and put something up, do some posts about Sunday night, which was Super Bowl night. She didn't do anything. I sent her tons of stuff. She did nothing. Not a thing. Didn't lift a fucking finger, the fat cow. So I texted her from California. And you guys can see it. I said the F word once to her, but I said, obviously, you need a list of things. You're incapable of doing this. I want, you know, prorated back the money that I, you know, prepaid, because this is not working out. Now, you have to see, I gave her my password in trust, like a dumb idiot. Thank God my phone is facial recognition, and she's an idiot. But anyway, so then I get home, and you know what? I got to take a break again. Got to get those ads in. You know how it is. See you soon. So this is Kimberly Kuhn again with Our Share Space, podcasting by dummies. And this show series, I think, is going to be called I'm Mad. I got conned and I'm mad. So this piece of shit, Lori, hire me, damn it, the unhirable, whatever, okay, I'll stop with the cussing. I came home that night after telling her that, and she was super nice to me. You know, we had a nice chat, whatever. And I work through the night. Whenever inspiration hits, I work. I work and work and work. I realize I'm working so hard to try to prove to everyone that I can make this work. You know, they're mad at me for working so hard and killing myself, but they're killing me by not supporting me. If they helped me and supported me and shared the message and listened and shared, it's the simplest of things. They'll share a picture of a flipping Pomeranian, but they won't help their mom or their sister or their daughter or their friend, you know? And I'm mad. I'm mad about that. You help me. You help, especially a grieving mother. And because I'm nice and happy and joyful most of the time, because I'm an unknown quantity, because I'm Aquarius, because I'm a genius, because I'm whatever it is that pisses you off about me, that's no excuse. No longer acceptable. Disrespectful. I don't treat any of you like that. Anyway. So, 6:30 in the morning, a.m., I get the most despicable text ever. It's the ugliest mind that could come up with the things that this piece of shit woman wrote about my son and my children was unbelievable. I was so shocked at the violence and the vitriol and the... Oh my God, she just knew my weaknesses about my son because she'd been there that day when I was grieving him, the day of his anniversary. And she went right for the jugular, and boy, is she a fucking nasty, nasty piece of shit. And I was shaking. I was so upset. And I could barely just peruse it before, and I could not believe. Got completely blindsided. And I sent out, you know, it's only 6:30 in the morning, but I sent out emergency texts to all my friends, which, of course, nobody got back to me. So I went live on the internet because you guys are the only ones that are there. And you guys calmed me down. I was with you for, I don't know, an hour or so. It was live, and it was up. And those of you that were there, you know you were there. And I appreciate it very much because I needed to pack up and get the hell away from her. I respected my landlord, Fabian. he has a daughter, and I, you know, about not having drama, and I wasn't going to have any drama. So I forwarded him that horrible, hateful, ugly letter or text, knocked on his door to make sure he read it, was leaving, and then that cunt came out the bedroom door, the camera on in my face, walking towards me. I told her to back up. Okay? So she did this premeditated. I had never dealt with anybody like that before. She did this all on purpose because she is a lazy, good-for-nothing so-and-so. Then she faked, you know, Fabian got between us, and she faked getting a hit in the face. She had the camera on her. I never touched her. Yet my face was bloody, and I have a big cut on my chin. Okay? Then that stupid piece of shit calls the police. Now I'm, again, shaking, but I'm calming down. Like I said, I want to leave. And I have absolutely done nothing wrong. I've been immorally attacked. My son's memory has been attacked. And that animal, you know, whatever. I got a break. Sorry. See you in a few. So this is Kimberly Coon again from ourshareSpace.com, podcasting by Dummies, sponsored by Anchor. And this show is called I Got Conned and I'm Mad. I've done three sections now, and it's getting pretty long, so what I'm going to do is call it for now and tell you the rest tomorrow. And then soon, I'm not going to be so generous with y'all. I'm going to make it like I'm supposed to spread it out, like once a week, etc. But I'm just so angry, and you guys are going to want to know what happened anyway. All the good jail shit. Unbelievable. The stuff the younger generation doesn't know about, the rights, the way things are supposed to be. And then how a 53-year-old white privileged grandmother got brutalized. And that's exactly what happened. So this is going to get ugly. There's going to be internal affairs. There's going to be all kinds of good stuff. It's going to be great. Great for business. Shame on the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department. Shame on shame. No checks and balances. Nothing. Just abuse. Horrible people. There's a few nice people in there, but the people in charge had the other ones so terrified nobody would look at you. Ugh. Oh, I guess I jumped the gun, and you see, I got arrested. But this just makes me more determined to help those out there that are in situations, because it's a money pit for them. They bring everybody in for whatever. What they did to me, I mean, I know better. There's no way everybody should live in fear like that. That's some bullshit. Their job is to serve and protect us, not abuse us, not beat you up, not pull your arm out of the socket, not make false claims, and not teach little young rookies how to brutalize 50-year-old women, children, anybody, you know? I've been watching this go downhill, but I've never firsthand felt the disgustingness of the system, and it makes me more determined than ever to fix this, you know? And hear me when I say I do it for you all. Doing this for my children. My children don't understand. Well, I shouldn't say that. My one daughter's mad at me. I don't even know why exactly. she thinks somehow this is my fault. And the point is this. The world's an uncontrollable place. You don't know what's going to happen. It's constantly evolving. You know, she hates social media, like that somehow has to do with it. But that woman, that snake, was let into our house by my landlord. It had nothing to do with social media. She is a ambulance chasing piece of shit. And that's just the way it is. So that has nothing, none of it's my fault. None of any of this. I've only been exemplary. I've only been working my ass off to help you guys. If anything, you need to get off your asses and start helping me. Yeah, I've had enough. I've had enough of all the free stuff, all the free kind sweetnesses, all of that. And, you know, I just asked you to share the message. Listen and share. Help me build this up. Help me get a good income stream coming, because this, my income stream is your income stream. And if you don't see that yet, then go to hell. Quit listening. Fuck off. All right. Part 5 tomorrow. Bye. Hey. So listen. I need you to help me build this income stream as fast as possible. Exponential growth by listening and sharing with your viewership. And I will show you how fast we can do it. I am building a whole our share space, super unity podcasting community where we'll all be sharing our viewerships, listening and sharing, and everybody will make good money. So it is a win-win, but I need to get this up fast and prove to people that this will work. And the only way it's going to happen is if you guys help me. So please, I don't ask for money, I don't ask for anything. I'm building you a safe world. Please do this for me. Listen and share. Thank you. Friends, viewers, contributors, collaborators, colleagues. I'm out of them. Please be a part of my podcast. I want to know what you guys think. You want to talk? You know, how can I get better if you don't give me input? So please click on the link and be my buddy. We'll get you on. Thank you. Bye-bye.